Hello, and welcome to Refugees at Work, a podcast by the Tent Partnership for Refugees. As an organization, we work with businesses to help refugees economically integrate into their new societies. I'm Tony DeFlorio, and I'll be your new host. A huge thank you to Daniela Guzman for shepherding the podcast and bringing to life so many remarkable refugee stories through the power of sound. During each episode of Refugees at Work, you'll hear from a refugee, someone who is forced to flee their home country. We'll speak with people working at major global companies or running their own businesses. You'll hear about their remarkable personal journeys and the contributions they make in our communities and our economies. We hope you'll enjoy our series. To make sure you don't miss an episode, subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Today's guest is Ayla, originally from Sarajevo, Bosnia. Ayla fled with her family when she was just 6 years old due to the disintegration of Yugoslavia in the early 1990s. As a result, Eastern Europe was impacted by a sudden wave of mass displacement and migration. From 1989 to 1992, 2.3 million people fled their homes. Ayla and her family first moved to a refugee camp in Croatia, and then to the United States on a sponsorship program. After integrating within the U.S., Ayla set off on a career in hospitality. Today, she is the Senior Director of Talent Management and Leadership Development with Hilton Hotels, based outside of Washington, D.C. Daniela and Ayla recorded this conversation in spring of 2022.
So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself? Where do you currently live and what do you do at Hilton?
So I currently reside right outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia with Hilton. My role is currently the Senior Director of Talent Management and Leadership Development. So in that role, I support our global team member population, both on the corporate side as well as our hotel team members from all kind of leadership development, whether they're first-time managers or frontline team members all the way through our senior leadership. So we have a number of programs that we and my team actually organize and support. So it's been quite a journey with Hilton. I've been in the company for a little over 8 years now. And yeah, it's flown by.
Could you tell us a little bit about what you experienced when you were a young child, kind of what you've learned about that time of your life and why your family decided to leave?
At the time, I was just turning 4 when the war started and had actually lived in a refugee camp once we got out of Bosnia for about 2 years. And that refugee camp was in Croatia with my mom and brother. Again, the three of us were really together throughout the war and were applying to different organizations to get sponsored to basically come in as a refugee. And my mom says a lot of times, actually, even when we talk about our life experiences as a family, that one of the reasons she made the choice to come to the U.S. was very much because of my brother and me. And a lot of times when the news was playing, my mom would cry and I would comfort her and say, "Don't worry, Mom, America is coming." You know, and at a 4 or 5 year old, I knew nothing about the rest of the world, but I kept hearing about America and the United States, and she thought about what are the best opportunities for my brother and me to start our new life and have opportunities. And so we were really fortunate. She applied through that refugee organization. And once we were sponsored, we were able to come over to the United States, where we started again in Portland, Oregon. And I mean, looking back, we still keep in touch with our sponsor family, wonderful people that really helped us get kind of that first start in a new country where we knew nothing about culture or the environment or even the language. I knew no English when I came here. So it was just interesting to start there and then look at where I am today.
I think it would be great to sort of know a little bit more about what you experienced when you first arrived. How did that sponsorship experience sort of get your family on track? You know, just guiding you in terms of the culture, in terms of getting to know the community, in terms of like professional opportunities. Do you remember how that specific system kind of helped your parents get on track economically and professionally?
Yeah, that's a great question. And again, I was very little at the time, so there was so much going on that I didn't know. I just felt really thankful to be, again, in a safe environment. I think having experienced war and refugee camp and a hostage situation and a number of things that you hope no child sees, you know, being just in an environment where you felt safe, there were people that were kind to you, even if you couldn't communicate, you know, via the same language. And so talking with my mom, she shared a lot about that journey and the experience that we had and what she was experiencing too, being, you know, a mother of two young children and not also having a job, any source of income to support them was really a lot for her. And so the organization she worked with and the sponsors really helped initially get her employment. So I still remember my mom's first job was at a Subway sandwich shop. And when she first started there, again, you know, was starting to take English classes, and my brother and I would go visit her, and we thought it was the coolest job ever because she got to make sandwiches for people. There was a time where I think I snuck in the back and was hoping to do the same and help a customer. And they were like, this 5-6-year-old kid is trying to make me a sandwich. Like, what? I'm sure I would. I had the whole hat and everything. So no, but you know, at the time we were just so proud of her just stepping in to do whatever it took to help us get on our feet. And so the organization helped with that. And then the sponsor family really helped my brother and I enroll in school. And so having people around that were kind and supportive and helpful and having wonderful teachers, I think was a really good start to my life in the United States. I, at the time, didn't realize it, but I think had those people not taken that chance on my family and been there to support, I don't know where we would have necessarily ended up. And so it's definitely influenced my thinking and how I view the world. And I'm always very optimistic even now.
Maybe we could talk a little bit about how you arrived at Hilton.
Hilton actually had recruited me for a role as they were looking at their executive leadership programs. And a lot of what they were looking for the role aligned with my background as well. And so I was like, this is a global organization. They're in the hospitality space. I worked a lot of jobs in the hospitality space, primarily in the restaurant industry, you know, really to put myself through school, and was excited about learning more. And so I had joined Hilton and not realizing that I was going to have such an incredible career. But from the get-go, I knew a lot of what they spoke about when it comes to their culture and their mission and honestly their vision as a company. I mean, to fill the earth with the light and warmth of hospitality. I mean, who would not want to work for an organization that says that's what they stand for, you know, and believe in? And so I was like, let's do this. And this was, you know, a little over 8 years now. But I've had various career milestones with them, and I now get to lead this, you know, incredible global team. And it's just like pinch myself sometimes because there's so much trust that they put into me and others, you know, like me that show up, you know, and have great ideas and have talent. And they're really willing to take a risk on talent that believe in the work that we're doing. So that's really what brought me to this organization.
That's incredible. Yeah, I would love to learn more about your role now and the team that you're leading, the work that you do, because it seems like, interestingly enough, it is about helping others succeed and helping others thrive, which I think is such like a virtuous cycle of really like paying it forward.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's really where my passion for what I do and an organization like Hilton, like that's where there's so much alignment there. And the industry can create such really interesting career opportunities that they might have not even dreamed about. And so what's great about Hilton is being global, we're I think currently present in over 119 countries. I think as an organization, how are we continuing to show up and think about what we can do to help the people within those communities and create jobs, but also when they are with Hilton, what are those opportunities within the organization that allow them to have a great career? And I think I'm one of many examples of that. You know, I started in a very junior position when I joined Hilton and, you know, have been very fortunate to continue, have taken on expanded roles, again, really strong sponsorship and mentoring within the organization by leaders that have, you know, looked at me and said, hey, you have potential, you have some great ideas and skills, and we want to continue to tap into that. And so what I do now is this, what we're trying to do at scale is really provide opportunity and, you know, identify that potential in our team members to help them continue to grow in their careers in different ways. So whether it's through the various leadership development programs that my team and other colleagues oversee for both our hotels and our corporate population, but also the way we kind of approach talent management and partner with our D&I and other HR teams to identify our rising talent and ensure that we have the most diverse and most inclusive culture as an organization as well. And so there's been a lot of work that's being put into that. And so this focus on creating opportunities for refugees as well to come into the hospitality industry to, you know, explore different job opportunities, both at the hotel, but even in our corporate environment. I mean, I see such great internal mobility where we have talent that starts in one part of the organization and ends in another and have, you know, really long tenures with Hilton. And I'm one refugee of many that I think are going to be part of Hilton's, you know, journey. But it's great that we get to participate and partner with an organization like Tent as well to create those opportunities, tell those stories, mentor talent that's coming into the organization as well.
I wanted to kind of talk to you about a little bit more about diversity and inclusion and how that influences the work that you do at Hilton. And also just from your perspective, kind of how the refugee integration issue can be looked at from a D&I lens. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think that's such a great point, Daniela, about looking at that refugee population and not overlooking them as talent that could be really a great asset to any organization as well. And so, I mean, I can speak to Hilton's D&I strategy, and really it's very much a core of who we are as an organization. It's at the core of our vision and our values. And I think being such a global and diverse organization already, that says something, but the fact that we get to choose that we're inclusive and wanting to look at all of the opportunities that we're creating for different talent, regardless of their background, whether it's their ethnic background, their generational backgrounds, their where they are from, which part of the world. I think you could look at diversity in a lot of different ways. And I think as a company, we're very much trying to be conscious of that and how we're representing ourselves to the market. There's a number of countries that are in conflict that are leading to a, you know, refugee crisis. And if we don't take an intentional approach into, hey, this needs to be part of our recruitment strategy, this needs to be part of our overall company strategy of creating those opportunities, then that would be a huge loss, you know, to any organization, because this is talent that have tremendous skills. You know, they themselves have probably had great careers in their home countries and are now having to start over, like my mom or my family and even me. And so I'm very passionate about this, and I'm grateful that I'm part of an organization that's already very passionate about this and is doing a lot in this space. But I think there's always opportunity to do more. And some of that is through the sharing of these stories, the advocacy for this work, and ensuring that organizations like Hilton and others that are present in, you know, so many markets can create those opportunities for refugees to come in. I think hospitality industry, obviously I've been with them for some time now, so I can say I'm definitely drinking the Kool-Aid of, believe in, you know, the service of people serving others and wanting to take care of others, whether it's creating a great guest experience in our hotels or even, you know, supporting different teams on the corporate side. I think there is very much a culture of service in Hilton, and I think a lot of refugees that are looking at employment opportunities, how do we create some of those opportunities through the hospitality industry as well? Because that's at the core of what we do, right? And so I think there's already that alignment of creating that opportunity and knowing that they're in a place where they're willing to work hard to contribute to support their families. And what better place than in a hospitality industry? So I think that's obviously a plug to, you know, don't overlook hospitality either, because there's a lot of great career opportunities there too. But I think to your point, Daniela, there's a lot that organizations can do to advocate for that and ensure that that's part of their strategy as we're looking to recruit talent within.
That wraps up today's episode. This episode was produced by me, Tony DeFlorio, Daniela Guzman, and co-produced, edited, and mixed by Jake Musiker. Make sure to subscribe to Refugees at Work for more inspiring stories like this one. If your company is interested in supporting refugees, head over to tent.org to learn more. That's tent.org to get started. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.